It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are just a mess this morning, all kinds of ways. Lindsay had to cancel her nail appointment for today.
Yeah.
And that's not good business.
No, because I got one like falling off almost.
Yeah. I was about to say, not because they're hard to get appointments and all, but because you really need it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm looking like a train wreck over here.
Mm-hmm. Like Britney on a bad day.
Britney on a bad. Oh God, is that the worst like compliment you could get? You look like Britney Spears.
And I've been an old man idiot twice this morning, just trying to get on the air, get the show going. First, you know, we're on the YouTubes every day, and you can go see that. I don't know how, but you can. I guess go to YouTube. Is that
yeah?
You can go to tjriggins.com, and then there are links to all of that stuff. You can actually use our website as a app. It works the same as an app. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get the camera going. I do the same thing every day because I have to take it in there to my night show. So I unpack it, put it on the tripod in here, hook it into my computer, and then see what does the shot look like? Is it the way it's supposed to look? And it was solid black. I just couldn't get it to come on. And then after about, I don't know, 3 minutes of getting angry, I looked up and I hadn't taken the lens cover off of it.
So then, yeah.
When I hook up with Riggins and Lindsay, I'm talking into, I grab the microphone, swing it around, I'm talking into it and they're not hearing me. Everything's on like it should be, not hearing me. And then I realize I had the wrong microphone. I have an extra one hooked up to the table here because Jody, we did our podcast in here the other day. And so I was using that one that's on. Yeah, it's not even hooked up anymore. It's just sitting on, it's just attached to the desk.
It's weird because I could hear you, but it sounded like you were like a little further away, you know?
Because this microphone that I'm supposed to be using was swung all the way around on the other side.
Like, can you hear me? Yeah, kind of.
I don't know how, though. We can hear you kind of.
So funny.
Yeah. Well, why are you so made up and everything today, Lindsay, if your nail appointment got canceled?
Well, I have a little photo shoot thing after this, and then I had the nail appointment.
Hmm.
Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. Take my picture. See me. Love me.
Or see me. I don't know about love me, but it's raining. So it's just blah, you know.
I always like how Lindsay says, Riggins, instead of saying she's doing modeling today, she'll say, I have a photo shoot.
It's just a photo shoot.
How often do you have photo shoots?
Once a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the last time I had a photo shoot.
Yeah. Well, it's for like a, you know, boutique type.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I help them out and do that. And they help me out with clothes, you know? So
yeah,
works out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool deal.
Yeah.
I haven't had a photo shoot since, I don't even know what year it was, but I remember I still had frosted tips.
Yes. That was a good day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, here we are, Friday. Or wait, it's only Wednesday, isn't it? Thursday. It's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
It's a rough start.
Friday or Wednesday, or maybe even Thursday. Who knows?
Yeah.
Could be Monday. Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
Yeah. I had to get to my other job so early yesterday. One good thing, though, is that I was already in the, you know, by the interstate for my weigh-in at the fat doctor.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so it only took me about 35 minutes at the early afternoon to drive in, where at night in the afternoon when I go to work at my normal time, it's an hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
Nice.
So that was good. But then I was just, I had a meeting and then stuck with nothing to do at the radio station for hours before my show started, because I can't drive all the way back home and then back and all of that. And since I can't eat anything fun or drink anything fun, I had to just sit in this old conference room that they don't use anymore in the basement. That's where I do my work before I go on the air.
In the basement.
You sat in a conference room in the basement for hours.
Hours.
TJ, what are we doing, man?
And you can't even have good snacks.
I don't know. It's a metropolitan area. There's things to do.
It was raining.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way I look at it is I would have easily during that time have thought, okay, cool. I got some extra time. I'm going to go have a beer and maybe get a slice.
Yeah. You know?
Sure.
What I'm saying, Riggins, is that those are the only two enjoyable things in my life, drinking beer and eating.
Yes. It sounds that way.
Same.
You like taking naps? You could have, I don't know, turned off the lights and brought a pillow. No.
No, because I would be snoring. If somebody walked by, Miss Brenda, the cleaning lady, you know, who I'm just positive she just made up the name Brenda. But she likes it because she's Mexican.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would have been, you know, I can't be doing that. I mean, those people think I'm cool.
You don't want your CPAP in there. Getting in the way.
I do need to get one of those travel ones so I can just take it to work with me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. In the basement conference room with a CPAP machine. Yeah. You look like just a psycho.
Makes me so sad.
There's one other person at least that goes in there for something, because there's a blow dryer in there.
Oh, somebody's getting ready down there.
Yeah.
Somebody live down there?
Maybe.
My God.
They could, and I wouldn't see them because it's part of the building they don't use anymore, obviously, if it's an old conference room.
Yeah.
And they could be hiding up in there anywhere in a box fort.
Okay. That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Be careful down there.
Yeah, I am. That's why I don't go to sleep. I'm always aware of my surroundings.
On guard.
Mm-hmm. And I had all of that extra time. The bad part about it is my show wasn't any better than it normally is. You would think I'm sitting there for hours. What can I do? Let me plan something. Let me do something good for tonight. Not at all.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Lindsay from the TJ and Reagan Show, and I would love to tell our radio family about your business. Let me share your story. It's super easy. Just head over to tjriggins.com/influencer to find out how you can be partners with the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There is a study out that says 76% of Americans hold grudges. And I was trying to think if I have any grudges, longstanding grudges. I don't think I do. But apparently most people do. But the way they frame this article, they're like, actually grudges, they're not always so bad. They remind you of who to be careful around. Treat them as a guardrail in your life. Like, you know, it's going to keep you in line. You're not going to forget, but you know, it'll guide you in the future.
Yeah.
I used to be like that a lot. I mean, I held grudges, like deeply seated grudges against people, but I also planned on how I would get them back given the opportunity. But I'm not like that as much anymore. I mean, I use it to where if somebody does something that I don't like, or I feel like it's against me in some way or another, I handle it a completely different way. And there are a lot of times when I say, okay, well, I don't have anything else to do with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I guess would be considered a grudge because, you know, you're not moving on and getting past it.
Right.
But then as long as I'm not plotting revenge, I'm growing as a person.
That's it.
I agree. It's the revenge part where it gets a little tricky. Lindsay, you don't have any grudges, do you?
Well, I was going to say what I view holding a grudge differently than just thinking, okay, that person did me wrong. I'm just going to steer clear. I'm not going to forget. That to me isn't a grudge. I have those, but I don't sit there and pine over it. Like, oh my God, what? I can't believe she did, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Getting more and more mad as you think about it.
Yeah. There's only like one or two people in this whole world that I will probably not talk to ever again, but it's no big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just sort of write them off.
Until one of us brings them up and then.
Then I get feisty and I'm like that.
And then, and we'll start talking about how much we like them. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will we?
Yeah. We do that.
We do that.
Yeah. And then I get fired up. So
yeah, I bet. Yeah. When somebody's over there in the corner going, I love her.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, she's getting prettier every day.
Yeah.
We're really bad about that, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're awful. We are awful.
Well, there's a grudge that's in the news. I don't know if you guys have seen this story, but last month, these two brothers that work at a deli in Paterson, New Jersey, were stabbed by a guy who claims that they made him the wrong sandwich 4 years ago.
Yeah, oh, God.
They had made he ordered a chicken parm, which sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they used eggplant instead of chicken. And he came in 4 years later and said, I'm allergic to eggplant. My stomach was so messed up after I ate that, like out of the blue. And then stabbed one of the guys in the stomach and then slashed the other brother's arm. And I believe the guy that got stabbed in the stomach is still in the hospital. So that's a grudge. Like, I can't even.
Yeah, but he's crazy in the head. I mean, that's mental. Right.
Yeah, because eggplant parm is way better than chicken parm.
Thank you. Somebody had to say it.
That was a blessing of a mistake is what that was.
They were trying to keep him healthier, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I just would rather have the taste of an eggplant. I love it.
Absolutely.
I've definitely never heard of anybody being allergic to eggplant. I'm sure it happens, but but to hold on to that grudge for years and years, it's
could have been the drugs that messed your stomach up, hon. Like
But I mean, is a case of diarrhea worth stabbing two people?
I don't know.
Riggins has that every day.
Yeah, never stabbed anybody.
Be a serial killer.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Riggins was just talking about this guy that stabbed two brothers, as in siblings, because they made a mistake making his sandwich 4 years ago at the deli, gave him eggplant instead of chicken parm, and said it upset his stomach because he's allergic to eggplant. I mean, what is the allergy test for that?
Come on.
You know, my daughter had to get those allergy tests when she was little, where they stick you in the back about 100 times with different needles.
Yes.
And I don't remember one being labeled eggplant.
I've had it too. I don't remember that.
Now, it could be like Riggins, like you are with iceberg lettuce, where it just upsets his stomach. He calls that an allergy.
No, I don't.
No. I'm talking about the guy calls it an allergy.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. A lot of people do call their, if they have a little bout of, they call it, I'm allergic. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Well, I've found out that I have a lettuce item, Riggins, in my world that is like your lettuce.
Okay.
Spinach.
Oh.
Really? I've eaten spinach, I like it. If I go to a steakhouse or something, I want to get cream spinach as a side dish, but I've never eaten a lot of it consistently until lately. And, it's, It's the thing.
It's the working, thing.
Huh?
Yeah. I have a thing too. Mine's Brussels sprouts.
Right.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, on your date. Yeah, on your date.
First date with Kyle.
Yeah. I get how much spinach are you eating?
Well, this is I've had you know, I can eat spinach in a salad, like just the raw spinach, but I've been eating a lot of sauteed spinach.
Oh.
And evidently there's a difference.
So when it's cooked, it's
bad. Yeah, and at night I eat 6 ounces of meat and a cup and a half to 2 cups of vegetables is what I have to have. That's the formula.
Okay.
So you might as well say 2 cups of sauteed spinach, which is a lot. You know, when it goes in the skillet, it's overflowing and just the leaves going everywhere. But then after it's sauteed, it shrivels up to about the size, you know, of a little, like a cheese ball or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So eating a cup and a half, 2 cups of that. Maybe I'm supposed to eat a cup and a half to 2 cups while it's raw, you know, before it's cooked, like uncooked measurement.
Yeah. Could be the amount you're eating. Yeah.
You're eating 8 cups of spinach.
Yeah. No wonder your stomach's
I mean, and it's usually a few hours later really? The gurgle starts.
Yeah. Maybe that's their key to success. They want to get your tummy upset, mm-hmm. then you lose all kinds of weight.
Yeah. But, and my little friend Jenny is always begging for diarrhea. Yeah. And so I'm going to tell her that trick.
Yeah.
But she won't know how to do it. I'll have to saute it for her.
Yeah.
And just send it home in big containers.
Yeah. Yummy. Would she even eat that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she would. Okay.
She's not picky.
She's not.
No. She just prefers kid food.
Right.
You know, mac and cheese and burgers and chicken tenders and that sort of thing.
I mean, who doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, to send her some big containers of sauteed spinach and she'll eat it right out of the fridge. She ain't eating it is considered cooking, reheating.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Stream the show 24/7 at our media center at tjriggins.com. This is great. Our media center has a podcast option, a streaming option, and a way for you to watch the show if you'd like. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Lindsay, I know you you hate to fly as it is. You're not a comfortable flyer.
No.
But you've been through the Atlanta airport, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because that's a stop for a lot of flights that leave out of Charlotte and you go to Atlanta. It's the next stop.
Mm-hmm.
And Riggins, you don't mind flying. You just not really much of a traveler, are you? You just don't.
Yeah, that's
and stay that's, in hotels and stuff.
Yeah, that's fair.
So there's a news story and it comes with video that has gone viral of the Atlanta airport, which is a mess all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's the world's busiest airport, or it was not long ago, but I think it's still considered the world's busiest airport. And the reason why, well, I don't want to get into any kind of political thing, but anyway, there were cameras because there was a leak coming through the ceiling. And it got to be pretty, you know, pretty consistent. So somebody started videoing it and all of a sudden it got so big. There was so much water that the ceiling just caved in as people are trying to walk to get to their gate.
Oh my God.
Caves in. And if you watch the video and you don't have sound on it, like I did for the first time, I was like, that's not clear water.
Oh no.
It was doo-doo water. Sewage. Mm-hmm. And it went everywhere. I mean, it just, well, imagine it's enough liquid to crash in the ceiling.
Oh.
Wow.
That landed on my head or I would Sue. Oh my God.
Yeah. And, there, and it was up on a level where they were, it was the walkway area. And then there was a gate, two steps, like a step down, because people were sitting along this rail at the gate that they, their plane was coming from, going out of. And yeah, I'm sure there was enough pressure, enough weight coming down from that ceiling that they got splashed at least.
Gosh. Oh. I'm definitely in favor of calling sewage quote unquote doo doo water. Like
bring that back.
That is crazy.
You know, what can I say? I'm a verbal artist.
You are. This man's a professional.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of doo doo water came out of the ceiling.
He's so gross. Oh my God.
I'm Lester Holt.
Lester. Love him.
Wow. Wowie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm not even going on the trip at that point. If I'm in the airport and I'm like, I'm leaving Atlanta, I'm just going back home. It's a wrap for me.
Well, and or if you're coming back from a trip, you're already exhausted. You're already mad because mm-hmm. you're in the Atlanta airport. Yep. At that point, I'm livid.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know how they got around it or whatever, because it, I mean, they were people trying to get to their next gate going, you know, one way or the other. Would have had to have waded through it because it was that much water.
Oh my.
You know,
it's awful.
So then you got your choice. Would you rather wade through a little bit of doo doo water or stay in the Atlanta airport trapped?
That's a tricky one.
Cause I've been trapped in the Atlanta airport for a couple of days at Christmas.
It's worse than doo doo water.
I don't like it. Not at all.
Yeah. All right, let's go. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Lindsay, I forgot to ask you, how did Delilah's kindergarten orientation thing go?
Very good. We have the best teachers. I'm excited. I'm at ease now because, you know, you never know who you're going to get or whatever. Yeah. And she knows a little girl in her class. So that helped. And yeah.
So were you flitting around in there in the school?
No. You know,
where the teachers, when you left, would go, oh, well, today was orientation. She must be going to orientation.
Oh, God. No. 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 I think the teachers liked me. I hope. I mean, which is a little different than I've experienced in the past. So I'm. If you know what I mean. So I'm excited. I think it's good.
Yeah. And it hasn't even been the first day yet. So they'll figure you out.
Kyle's a little upset because I took a trip to the store, the team store.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's really expensive. I'll say that. So yeah. Spend a little money. But, you know, we need gear, you know.
Do you?
We do. She's in kinder. She's at big school. We need gear. Right.
Okay. Well. What is the school from grades what to what?
K to 12.
Okay, so what teams do they have? Like as organized sports?
They have a very good basketball. They're like the champions. Okay. Soccer, all the sports, basically, mm-hmm. you know.
They do football there at that age?
They do not do football.
Right, okay.
But
good.
I do have some exciting news. Delilah gets to cheer at a basketball game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, technically everybody can cheer.
Well, basketball. True. But I needed some gear. I needed a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a hoodie, you know.
Congratulations, Delilah. Guess what? We're going to let you cheer as much as you want at every basketball game. Yeah.
Every single
you just
one.
Just have to be sitting in the stands next to your mommy and daddy.
And you just need a ticket. Wow. So, yeah, well, yeah. So it went south quick, but yeah.
Oh, because of all the money you spent in the thing. Now, how many things did you get for yourself to wear?
Okay, this is tricky because I got more than I got Delilah just because I needed a t-shirt because it's hot, but I also needed like a zip hoodie to put over the t-shirt in case I get chilly. And then I needed a hoodie for the winter.
Okay. Now, did you get Brooks, the little brother, anything?
No.
And did you get Kyle, the husband, anything?
No. No. So I can't pick it. I can't shop for him. He'll have to go get his own. Mm. I don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
But they're not cheap. They're like $80 a hoodie.
Yeah, I figure.
It's crazy.
Know. Yeah, school merch at a private school.
Yeah. So, you know.
She explained that to us like she was explaining it to Kyle. She's like, well, I had to get the t-shirt, but then I had to get the zip over the t-shirt. And it's like, we're not judging you. We're just asking the question. What you got?
I see your eyes and you're like, Kyle, you're judging.
Only thing I'm judging is that you didn't get him anything while you were at it. You know,
we're going back Saturday for like a, it's like they have bounce house. It's kind of like a, back to school day. So I said, you can just pick up something when you go Saturday. Sure.
Yeah. Good deal. You pick up something cheap.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ, tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and I want to tell our radio family about your business. Let me tell your story. Head over to tjriggins.com/influencer and find out more information about how your business can be partners with the TJ and Riggins Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So there's a hot product out there. It's this face wrap from Skims, you know, the Kim Kardashian's clothing line. Lindsay, have you seen this face wrap?
I have. Yeah.
Now experts are weighing in, plastic surgeons and things like that, saying this is not good. You should not be putting this on your face. And if you haven't seen it, it's shapewear for your face. So you put this on at night and it's supposed to make your face slimmer, have less inflammation by the time you wake up in the morning. But all the plastic surgery experts are saying, no, this is going to make inflammation worse. And it's not actually helping unless you've had a facelift or something like that.
Yeah, it's actually like wrapping an ACE bandage very tightly around your chin and up over your cheeks.
Yeah.
And how miserable, like to sleep in that? I don't know.
They also point out that women's sleep time routines are going way over the top with the mouth tape and the wrapping your face and, you know, everybody's rolling things all over.
No, I'm rolling. I'm doing a lot of rolling.
Are you?
But I'm not doing that. That's going a step too far where she's making like almost a medical device. Like, you're doing too much, Kim. You don't know about that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not just to hold your fat in so you can look good in a dress, you know. Right. It's not just a restrictor of that. You're trying to reshape somebody's face.
Yeah.
But then again, who would ever think that it would work? That's the thing. How many millions of women fall for that?
Yeah, it is sold out. I think it retails for over $50, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a bandage for your face. And
yeah. And this is the sad part. Kim Kardashian whichever Jenner or whatever that has these types of things could say, you know what? The hot new beauty thing that I do is wrap my face in used toilet paper.
And people would do it.
And these weak-minded, you know, searching for something to grasp onto people would start doing it. Yeah.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
God.
So, yeah, we'll see if this is a trend that continues and other brands pick up on it, or this is just one and done. We'll find out. There is a question on the internet that is causing a lot of controversy. Here's the question. What country do you think has the ugliest women? And that has gotten a huge response. Some people saying this is rude and offensive, but other people are just saying they're just asking a question. Who do you think has the ugliest women? Now, I don't know if I have an answer off the top of my head. TJ, would you know? What country do you think has the ugliest women?
I mean, if you narrow it down and you start with the process of elimination, like all the Latin American countries are out. There's not going to be any of those. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Sure.
The Latin country, not necessarily, you know, just whatever, where there are mocha skinned ladies.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be in it.
Okay, we know that.
I don't know, but like your average Brit woman, you know, that they show on the news and all, they're not, there aren't many Elizabeth Hurleys running around there or Posh Spices.
Yeah. And the tea there. Yeah. It's not good.
The Spice Girls was all the hottest women in the UK at the moment. Yeah. They just found every one of them and put them into a girl group. That makes sense. And then somebody mentioned, somebody said, is New Jersey a country? And, you know, so people are just having kind of fun with it. So that those are just a few couple things that are now trending. How did Ozempic ruin a young guy's wedding? I'll tell you about it next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Allie Eastburn is a 58-year-old woman in Nashville, and in April, she decided that she wanted to lose some weight quickly in preparation for her son's wedding at the end of July. It was 2 weeks ago he had his wedding, and she said, I need to do something. So she went to her doctor and said, I'd like to be on Ozempic for a couple of weeks so I can slim down. She said, post-menopause, I can't lose the weight I want to lose. So she said in June, she stopped losing weight. She plateaued or whatever they called it. So she started upping her dose of Ozempic, hoping that that would sort of kickstart the weight loss again. And by the time her son was set to be married a couple weeks ago, she was vomiting. She had insane diarrhea. She went to the emergency room twice. She ends up getting so sick on the flight out to her son that she misses the rehearsal dinner. And on his wedding day, she was barely able to stand up out of her chair. And she said when her son saw her sitting there, he started sobbing and came over to hug her and put his head in her shoulder because he was so upset that his mom was so sick because her appendix burst.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll dampen the spirit.
Yeah.
That'll dampen the spirit, all in the name of getting skinny for your son's wedding.
I mean, I get it.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, you want to look your best. I get that. She didn't know her appendix was going to burst.
She didn't know her appendix was going to burst, but she also was upping the dosage of her Ozempic that was prescribed by a doctor. She said it's unclear whether the doctor recommended that or she started doing it on her own. Those details are not available.
That's not good then. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing she started doing it on her own.
I'm guessing that as well.
And what that Ozempic does is that it, you know, it puts that GLP-1 hormone in your system that makes it where you don't want to eat. So it already, just by taking the regular dosage of it, keeps you from wanting to eat. And then if you give yourself extra, then you probably are walking around in starvation mode all the time.
Yeah. I love that. What does that feel like just to be hungry?
So now this story's gone viral. So are you able to forgive if you're the bride, are you able to forgive the mom? Because now the whole day is about her. She's in and out of the hospital. Her appendix is bursting. And now it becomes about her. Everybody's paying attention to her.
Yeah. Well, if you're not able to forgive her, then just go ahead and get it annulled and go on about your way.
You think you
don't want to be hanging that over your husband's head for the rest of your marriage. And your mom did this, and your mom did that. And sure, it's terrible. Gripe about it if you want, but then move on. You're married. You got a husband now.
Yep. And it's not his fault.
No.
She's her own woman.
Right. And you're going to automatically start. Let me put it this way. If she already doesn't like her new mother-in-law, then she's going to just hammer down on it. This is going to be, see, I told you, I told you, I told you, I've been telling you what she's all about and blah, 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 blah. And it never goes away. If she likes her, and this is the one thing that she did that messed things up, she'd probably be okay with it after a while.
Yeah. You think she gets over it?
Yeah. Yeah. But chances are she already dislikes her.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Am I foreseeing what's going to happen at my son's wedding?
Yeah,
I think so.
You're trying to get so skinny.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Just throwing it out here. I'm not, you know, looking for attention or flexing in any way. But people have asked, and I had my weigh in yesterday, and I have officially lost the freshman 15. It only took me since 1987 to lose the freshman 15.
But it's hard to lose. Yeah. It is.
I'm close to 16 pounds now.
Nice. Congrats.
Thank you.
And you haven't been doing it that long.
No, 4 weeks.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, good for you.
But I do have diarrhea and a ruptured appendix. No. I'm not taking any of that. All right. There's some really good audio here that we need to use. So maybe you could learn a lesson. This is a guy who, I know this guy's pain. And he and I are kindred spirits, even though we've never met. We would understand each other. Listen.
Y'all don't understand. It's really hard work to be intelligent, whimsical, a sex symbol, and compassionate and kind. Like this, the weight of the world is really on my shoulders every day.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
TJ, he's whimsical. He's strong. He's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Intelligent.
Mm-hmm. And this is a lady. She is an older woman. She is sans teeth. And she's kind of lying on a couch, which it kind of looks like that's the only thing she can do is, cause you know, that Greek doctor hasn't accepted her on the show yet. You know, what's that show called?
My 600 pound life.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And, but she does have a message for everybody, especially the ladies.
I'm not a lesbian. I'm not looking for a female on here, neither. Men or women, I'm not looking for on here. This is not a dating site. I'm just looking for friends.
Good point.
Okay.
You know, Facebook and, you know, Instagram and whatnot, they're not dating sites. So stop hitting her up for a date.
Yeah. No need.
Please. Just yep. Looking for friends.
Yeah.
Now, she says that, and people are like, oh. Now, if I walked around and approached some strangers and said, hey, I'm just looking for friends. Y'all want to do something?
Yeah.
I don't want to date any of you ladies. I'm just looking for friends.
Creep.
What kind of treatment would I get for that?
Yeah. You'd probably get pepper sprayed.
I wouldn't get an, oh, you know, like that.
No. You'd have to lose some teeth first.
Mm-hmm. And do y'all think I'm at the age yet where if young people saw me eating alone at a restaurant, they would be brought to tears?
No. Not yet, but I know that feeling.
Yeah. Because then you look and it's always the old people that are there eating by themselves. And then younger people are like, oh, my daughter is when she melts. She's like, I want to go eat with them.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for her. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Does she ever go over to the old person and talk to him?
No.
Okay.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't want to embarrass them.
Yeah.
They may be just fine with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, let me know when I get to that age, and then I'll try to do something about it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So it's a big step, or it used to be a kind of a nerve-wracking thing when you would have to call in sick at work and say, hey, I'm sick, I can't come to work, that sort of thing. Whether you were actually sick or whether you were lying about being sick, it's still kind of nerve-wracking. Because if you really are sick, then you're thinking, oh my God, they're gonna think I'm lying. Am I gonna get, you know, demoted? You know, whatever. And then if you aren't sick, you're worried about, oh, are they gonna know that I'm lying? How am I gonna cover? What am I gonna tell them I have, or whatever? I don't think we have to worry about that anymore, because the Gen Z seem to just be very honest about what they're feeling. Somebody who works at an AI startup posted something on, it was a screenshot on the Reddit after a Gen Z intern called in and said she couldn't work because her, quote, energy felt a little off, end quote.
Oh my God. You've got to be kidding me.
That it was a last minute request. Well, not even a request. She just sort of told her boss it was happening. It said, quote, feeling a little bit overwhelmed with all the work. And my energy feels a little off. So not getting that vibe.
Working is not my vibe today.
Yeah.
So she said that, this was last week. So she said she would be out July 28th to the 30th.
What?
Ended it with just, we'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
We'll talk soon.
Now, that's hysterical.
The 28th happened to just fall on a Monday. So she basically took a super long weekend.
A little 5-dayer. Get my energy right.
They think they can do any. It actually infuriates me.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people, you know, were saying, well, this is basically the same thing as a mental health day. She's just saying it a different way, but she's taking multiple mental health days.
Yeah. You know? And guess what? When I was working as a young person, we didn't even have mental health days. Like, we all needed mental health days. Never. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Who doesn't need one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I never have known of anybody who really needed something that was just called a mental health day just because you were, you know, stressed or whatever. Now, right. Mental health days, you know, when somebody has a psychotic break at work, then they need a mental health day or days to right. get straightened out. But just because you're feeling stressed and whatnot, you know, that's not what built America to be America.
Correct.
You know? But the guy ended up giving her the time off.
Of course.
Yeah.
I love she's like, and by the way, the next 2 days after Monday are not going to be good for me either. I can just tell the vibe is not where I need it to be.
Yeah, I have a friend that owns a company in the construction field. And he said that he would have guys call in drunk as they were going out that night. Go, hey, I'm just meeting up with so-and-so. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it tomorrow.
What? So entitled.
Yeah. I know I'm not going to feel it tomorrow.
What happened to those times of pulling up at work when you're still drunk and you do an 8-to-5 day? You push through.
Yeah. Lindsay, you did that, throwing up in the bathrooms at the mall when you were working?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you got to do.
Tough it out.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Lindsay from the TJ and Reagan Show, and I would love to tell our radio family about your business. Let me share your story. It's super easy. Just head over to tjriggins.com/influencer to find out how you can be partners with the TJ and Reagan Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Chick-fil-A doesn't often introduce new items, but they're testing out something in St. Louis, Missouri this week that might go nationwide. It's their Smokehouse Barbecue Nuggets. Ooh. So I don't believe Chick-fil-A has done a sauced nugget before. You can get these fried or grilled like their regular nuggets, but these come coated in a, you know, Kansas City style barbecue sauce. So what does this do for you guys?
I bet they're good. Mm-hmm. Because I've had Chick-fil-A's barbecue sauce. And it's good. And I mean, all you're doing is putting that sauce on there, already delicious nuggets. I mean, as long as the sauce isn't horrible, it's going to be good.
It's going to be pretty good.
Now, would you say that if you weren't on your strict diet? I can't tell if you're just like really hungry. Or
I think I would even on this one.
Okay. Yeah, it does look good to me too.
So we'll see if those make a nationwide rollout. Britney Spears will not be performing at the VMAs this year when that happens in September. A lot of rumors this week that Britney was going to show up and do a medley of her hits, a 10-minute medley of, you know, some of her biggest songs, including the rumor was that her son was going to join her on stage, who's a musician himself.
Hmm.
But her reps are saying this is not true. She will not be performing any medley at the VMAs this year.
Well, I've been torn lately because, as disturbing as those videos that Britney posts of her just dancing crazily in front of the camera in a bikini, and she starts acting like she's going to pull down the bottoms of, you know, all of that, and she looks disheveled and whatnot. I mean, that's scary, you know, to see that. But now she's switched to sometimes dancing around in a tattered old dress. Yeah. So she looks like somebody in an old movie that is in an asylum. Going crazy in a padded room is what I mean. It looks, what was that Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he was at the old asylum and there was crazy stuff going on? That's what it reminds me of.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then he finds out he's crazy at the end or something like that. Yeah. What the heck was that called?
If you go look at those videos and watch her dancing around in that tattered looking white dress,
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead.
You don't think she's ready to be back on stage yet?
I don't know. Maybe that's something that would be good for her. I mean, it's not going to hurt the VMAs. It's trash anyway, so she could get up there and fall on her face.
Good point.
And you know, it's not like they've got any standards or anything on the VMAs.
And everyone's already talking about her. Might as well get up and
do a little spin. She's had some of her best performances at the VMAs and certainly her worst performance also at the VMAs. So she's been at the highest of highs and lowest of lows on that program. So, but unfortunately it doesn't look like she'll be ready to tackle it again in September. But the rumors are out there. Disney is paying $1.6 billion for the rights to air WWE events on ESPN. So this is much more lucrative than their current contract with Peacock. Mm-hmm. And WWE is also on Netflix now with their Monday Night Raw. So Disney wants in on the action. They're going to be airing WrestleMania, SummerSlam, all those wrestling greats on ESPN and their new streaming service that they launched later this year. But $1.6 billion for wrestling. Love to see it. There is a woman that has gone viral because she is embracing her childhood. And I cannot wait to share this story with you and with TJ. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So my name is Riggins. I got two older brothers. We didn't have a lot of dolls in the house, but since my niece was born, I've learned a little bit about kids' toys, specifically girl toys. And, you know, I'd say, you know, what did you get for Christmas? And she'd say, I got a pop doll or a OMG doll, whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. And I also learned about American girl dolls, which are larger baby dolls. I'm sure everybody knows what they are. They were just new to me because I'd never seen one. Lindsay, are you familiar with the American doll?
I am. Very expensive.
That's what I hear.
Yes. But the store actually just closed a lot of locations. So I think they're just trying to keep that main one in New York open, which is fine for me because Dee would go in there and just, I mean, hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Well, you know my beef with American Girl dolls.
No, I don't.
No.
Back at the height of my radio popularity, the American Girl doll of the year or whatever it was came out, and it was when my daughter was little, and the doll was blonde, named Lainey, and spelled exactly the way my daughter's name is spelled.
What?
Yep.
How cool.
I know, but I can't prove it, but I think they got that from me and my daughter, and I never saw a penny out of it.
Now that's rude.
Yeah. I mean, you can look it up. Look up the American Girl doll, Lainey, and you'll see. It looks exactly like my daughter did when she was that, you know, she was little.
Let's look at this up.
So they got the idea from you.
Yeah. Looks just like her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I see where you're going with this.
Wow. I should have been going to the damn courthouse is where I should have been going with it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. There's even a book. There's a book with like a real girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, there is a story about American Doll that has gone viral. A woman named Ellie just went to the American Doll store and purchased an American Doll. And the cashier asked her, oh, what's her name? And asking her, like, who are you giving this to so we can, I guess, address the box or whatever. And Ellie said, no, this is for me. I never had an American Girl doll as a kid. And now I'm healing my childhood trauma by getting this American Girl doll. Now she said she's going to take her to Disneyland. She's going to fly with her. And then eventually when she has her own daughter, she's going to give the doll to her. Is that weird?
Yes. It's not weird. It's sad. And she needs to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
If you've got
anytime you're an adult and you're treating an inanimate object as if it has life, then you need some help.
Yes.
Well, she just wants it with her. I don't know that she's treating it like a real person, but, bringing it on vacation does seem a little,
Tell me the trauma she's saying is that she didn't get one as a kid.
I think
I didn't get one as a kid. I know a lot of my friends had them. I didn't get one. I wanted one so bad. Do I have trauma from that? No, I didn't even think about it till you just brought it up. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I pretty much got everything I wanted as a kid, but my parents hated each other. So
now that's trauma.
Yeah. But I would still choose the material things.
If I
could go back in time.
Sure. Sure.
That stuff was sick.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Don't forget, follow the TJ and Riggins Show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube. Follow us everywhere. We've got new content being posted every single day.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm TJ, and there was a time in my life where I was borderline germophobic. You know, I wasn't all the way there. I was close, and I had to reel it in because I felt myself starting to get, you know, over into the no man's land. So I'm not nearly like that anymore as I was, but I'm still conscious of things that are dirty, that I don't want any part of. But they've put out a list of what is unhygienic, but everyone does it anyway. Okay. Now, this is one that I always and I still am, cautious of, is when you have multiple people eating out of a bag of snacks and everybody's reaching their hand in there to get something out. And then you're going behind them, you know, you're getting germs off of their hands. And you just imagine, I remember when there were, peanut bowls on the bar in places in the bars and Chex Mix. Yeah. Everybody, just strangers reaching into that bowl and eating from it.
That's nasty.
I know. It's horrible. So number 10, gym mats. That's kind of, you know, but, you know, if it's a reputable gym, they clean them first. But I guess if you're reusing yours every day, you're not cleaning it. Yeah. Ice machines is number 9. Wearing your outside shoes inside your home is unhygienic.
Yeah.
Putting your filthy suitcase on the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with all those bed bug stories. I will never do that.
Not washing your bedding enough.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scrolling on your phone while on the toilet is unhygienic, they said.
Yeah.
Here's one. Eating while bowling.
You don't think about it, I guess, when you're bowling, because you're right.
Yeah, they say that people think the shoes are the grossest thing about bowling, but it's not. It's putting your fingers down in those balls that everybody else has been using, and then you go over and grab a slice of pizza.
That is gross. In
between frames.
Yeah. Nasty.
Or chili cheese fries or nachos, like something that's really on your fingers, you know?
Yeah.
Something that just says bowling alley. It just says bowling alley. Ugh.
Yeah, that is gross.
Okay, so we got to take a break, and we got the top three, though. We'll finish with the top three, and some of it may freak you out. So we'll get to that next.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, so we're back at this list of unhygienic things that people do. Not caring or not knowing that it's unhygienic. We're up to the top three. Number three is pulling a tortilla out of the bag and then putting it on top of the package, thinking that you're keeping it off the countertop. But the outside of the packaging is dirtier than your countertop is going to be. Have y'all ever done that?
Of course.
Yeah.
I just never really thought about that.
Mm-hmm. I don't do it. I don't do it. No. Because I've watched the guys when they're stocking those chips on the shelf at the grocery store, and they're touching every one of them. And how many hands that they've gone through to get to that point, you know?
True.
I used to be at a point where I felt like every time I brought groceries into the house, I needed to just spray it with antibacterial stuff, just a cool mist over everything.
Yeah.
But you can't be doing that. Number two is licking your fingers when counting money or turning pages.
Ugh.
I also think about that and how nasty Major League or any league, I guess, pitchers are. Because they lick their fingers in between every pitch and they're touching the dirty ball and they're touching their butts and they're touching the bats and all that. So then they lick their fingers before every pitch.
So gross.
Mm-hmm. Nasty.
Yeah.
And the number one thing, touching sticky condiment bottles at a restaurant table.
Ew. Ooh,
good one.
Good one.
Now, my little friend Jenny will not touch any of the condiments on the table. She'll ask somebody to, you know, if they don't mind, if they're touching, like if you're using the ketchup, she'll say, will you squirt some ketchup on my plate here? You know, cause she doesn't want to touch it. Or if everybody's busy, she'll take a napkin and wrap it around the bottle and then use it.
Oh.
She will not touch a condiment bottle at a restaurant, salt shaker, anything.
Well,
but she touches many, many beer bottles that have been touched by human hands a lot on the way to her.
That's true.
Many, many.
Oh, so many. So many.
I mean, I think some of this, it builds your immunity. I mean, you can't just avoid everything, you know.
And that's what she says. But she says, I know those things they really creep me out. So that's what I avoid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when she runs out of ketchup on her plate, does she have somebody like re-word?
Yeah. Whoever's closest to it. Yeah.
That is funny. I've never heard of anything like that.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
So these are a few things that are now trending. McDonald's announced this week that they are releasing a new adult Happy Meal next Tuesday. So it's called the McDonaldland Happy Meal. And just like it's implied, this is a Happy Meal for adults. So it doesn't come with the kid size anything. You have the choice of a quarter pounder with cheese and a medium fry and a drink, or you can do, I think, 10 nuggets and fries in the drink.
Now, this is for me. Because I get the Happy Meal anyway. So I feel like this is for me.
Are you getting the Happy Meal because you're excited about the toy that's inside?
No, I just get it, I guess, for it's convenient. It's all in a box. You know, it's
in small portions.
Small portions. Yeah. Just all there, convenient, cheap. There we go.
But this is actually for people that are excited about getting that prize that's inside the Happy Meal box.
Oh, gotcha.
That's certainly part of it, at least. There's a nostalgia factor. So they're bringing back Grimace. They're bringing back Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar and Mayor Cheese or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese, all those characters from McDonaldland. And also they're introducing a new type of McFlurry as well.
And just to be clear, they're bringing back all those McDonald's characters for adults to play with.
Mm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, that I'm not into. I love McDonald's. I can't hate on them.
Yeah, I do too. I love McDonald's a lot, but it's not as much them. You know, they're capitalizing on something that's a demand, which, you know, the demand is the ridiculous part, that there are enough adults that want Happy Meals with toys in them.
That's it.
To have McDonald's turn it into a promotion.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
Yeah, true.
Mm.
I guess that's one way to look at it. I understand why you might be frustrated by that news, but that will be out next Tuesday if you're interested. And then this week, Fox announced they are launching their own streaming service, and it'll include all of the Fox channels. So you'll get regular Fox, you'll get Fox News, you'll get FS1, Fox Sports, FS2, Fox Ocho, or whatever they call it. And that is set to launch later this year. So I don't even know what exclusive content you can get on Fox that's not news related. Like, what's a Fox sitcom that you really want to see?
I don't know. Maybe it's so you can go back and, look up. Maybe they'll have all of the episodes of The Simpsons or Family Guy, things like that.
That actually makes a lot of sense now. The Simpsons, highly lucrative, I'm sure. So that is out later this year. How to stay safer in a public restroom? I've got the answer coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Find awesome deals on some of our very favorite products at tjriggins.com/deals. We've curated a list of some things that we are absolutely loving right now, and we've got special savings just for you. Save big at tjriggins.com/deals.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, I never hated using a public restroom until I went into a public restroom with TJ, who treats the entire experience like it's some sort of, I don't know, like opportunity to have fun, you know?
Yeah. Class.
Yeah, he turns it into his own sort of Saturday Night Live. And I'm not looking for that. When I go into a truck stop bathroom in Oklahoma, I just want to get in and get out. TJ's got ulterior motives. He wants to have fun. He wants to act like he's a stranger trying to pick me up at the urinal. And he's done it lots over the years. I'd say at least a dozen times. But that's how he likes to have fun. I try to get out of there because I know how gross some of these places are. And experts are now weighing in saying, here's the one trick to stay clear of germs in a public restroom. They said, here's what you need to do. When you go in a stall or when you're at the urinal, this is men or women, I guess not the urinals for women, but when you flush the toilet, turn away immediately after flushing, because they say that plume, they call it, the experts call it the poo plume, the particles that escape from the bowl go up into the air. And the way that would get into your system was if you have an open wound or if your mouth is open and your eyes are open. So the way to avoid that is to flush the toilet and quickly turn around and try to exit the bathroom as quickly as possible after washing your hands, of course.
I have tried that so many times, but there's just some kind of a psychological hang up that I have where I cannot pee without my mouth being wide open.
Is that right?
Get your mouth open. I guess if you're talking, I don't know. I usually, if I'm in a public restroom, I usually have my shirt pulled up over my mouth and nose because it stinks in there, and I do the bandit look, you know, the old bandit.
Sure.
Yeah, like I'm robbing a bank. So I don't have that problem, and I do turn away quickly because I'm kicking the flush handle while I'm walking out, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't even like touching the hand washing stuff.
No.
Yeah, it is kind of grimy.
I'd rather just go out and, you know, if I need to use the hand sanitizer, the Purell or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys prefer a paper towel or a hand, like an air dryer?
Paper towel.
Paper towel. Ugh. Yeah. If they don't have paper towels, I will leave with wet hands and then go find napkins in the establishment and use them.
I do the same thing. I hate the hand dryer.
And I do it with an attitude like, that'll show you.
It's perfect.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.